The season starts June 28th and includes more than 100 performances of live radio shows, orchestras, as well as popular artists like Josh Groban, Yo-Yo Ma, and Tanglewood first-timer Jason Alexander. Mark Volpe is the BSO's managing director. He says people will be surprised by the wide skill set of the well-known television sitcom actor.
Great song and dance man. You know, everyone knows him from Seinfeld. You know, as one of the protagonists along with Seinfeld, but he's big Broadway talent and has done a lot of shows and brings a lot of that presence to the stage of Tanglewood.
The season marks the return of Tanglewood regular James Taylor for an Independence Day celebration on July 3rd and 4th. Taylor's wife Kim, who performs with her husband on occasion and is a trustee of the Boston Symphony, is also looking forward to her husband reclaiming his hometown stage.
We both are so excited that he's going to be performing again. This past year he took it off. He took a kind of sabbatical to finish a record that he's writing. It's really his first studio album in over 10 years.
With the year hiatus from Tanglewood, Taylor may have some new songs to offer.
That's the idea. If he can, you know, get them in good shape and finish them by then. I hope he'll not only perform them, but I hope they'll be on a record by then.
The season also marks the first for BSO music director Andres Nelsons. The summer lineup builds upon the success of last year's orchestra-accompanied showing of West Side Story by offering the Boston Pops as accompaniment to The Wizard of Oz on the big screen in the Shed. Volpe says modernized orchestra events like those featuring renowned film conductor and Tanglewood favorite John Williams bring in a younger audience.
He is sort of kind of one of the voices of his generation, and certainly it's always fun to film night to see, especially on the lawn, all those young faces, and you know it's a visual age, so having them hear the Boston Pops and watch these clips from some of the great movies of our time.
In addition to music, National Public Radio favorites A Prairie Home Companion and Wait, Don't Tell Me will return to the 210-acre campus for live broadcasts.
I'm always so happy to see 9,000 people buy tickets to a radio show. And Wait, Don't Tell Me had their biggest paid audience in their history at Tanglewood last summer. Peter Sagal was sort of blown away by it. And so I can imagine the show was fantastic. So I can only imagine the crowd will be bigger even this year. And you know, Garrison's been coming back to Tanglewood for 15 years. So I think that's one of the places he enjoys the most.
Volpe says more than 300,000 people attended shows at Tanglewood last season. That included new faces and old friends, both on the stage and in the audience.
Part of the inspiration of Tanglewood is you have people at Tanglewood who've been coming to concerts for 50, 60 years who are, you know, hyper sophisticated and all that. And yeah, people getting, you know, exposed to classical music or getting exposed to an orchestra for the first time at Tanglewood. So it's a little bit of a challenge to program, you know, for a variety of tastes, but ultimately that's the joy of Tanglewood, that you have different types of people coming and congregating and celebrating music and nature out in a place that's unique in the world.
As a longtime resident of the Berkshires, Taylor agrees Tanglewood has transformed in her lifetime, and certainly since it became the summer home of the BSO in 1937.
I'd like to think it's a lot more accessible to young people, that many more families come to the lawn with young children. You can come on a Sunday and read the Berkshire Eagle or the New York Times or the Times Union and spread out in the lawn. It's more relaxed. It's not quite the event in terms of formality that it used to be.
This season marks the 50th anniversary for the Boston Symphony Chamber Players and 20 years of Ozawa Hall. The season runs till the end of August. Tickets go on sale January 26th. There's more information at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.